The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. It's Friday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. Hey, not only is it Friday, it's a brand new month. Yep, welcome to February 1st, 2019. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's happened over the past 24 hours coming at you like it always does in about 5 minutes. Got some changes going on over there at Intel now. We were kind of thinking, what's going to happen with their CEO? What about Bob? He's been doing it. Well, that's exactly who's going to take over, Bob Swan. He's actually been leading the company on an interim basis for about the past 7 months. So I guess it was kind of thinking, well, it's went so well, so good so far, let's just keep him. Now, those of you not familiar, Swan, he actually came from a line of financial and investing roles. In fact, he was actually a CFO of eBay for 9 years. He's kind of one of these guys, if the money's talking, yeah, he's there. As far as Intel is going, well, according to Swan, they will largely stay the course they're already on. It's going so good, meaning they're going to be focusing on building chips for PCs, laptops, servers, and even more. You know, the stuff they've been doing even before Bob was there. Watch video on your television. Ads. Yeah, I know, getting a lot of them these days. That's why you pay a premium, you know, to get rid of them, right, sometimes? Particularly if you're on services, say, like Hulu over in the U.S. Well, regardless if you're paying for something or not now, get ready for ads. That is, if you plan on hitting the pause button. Yes, Hulu is preparing to roll out a new advertising format that you're going to notice once you pause that video that you're watching. Now, no, it's not an actual video advertisement that you're going to see. It's more like a pop-up, you know, kind of... Ah, there it is. That image will appear on the screen, and it basically is a transparent banner ad. Now, first speculation was going around, this will be for people that don't pay the higher premium prices. Now, apparently now it's going to be for everybody, at least according to our sources. Now, apparently they've got two on board now that are going to be doing this advertising. The first of them, Coca-Cola, meaning you probably just drank some Coke, got to get up and go pee, pause it, come back, drink some more Coke, and you'll be pausing it again, and hence more ads. You might remember yesterday we reported about Facebook and Apple, going head-to-head with one another. Apple wasn't putting up with their crap, so their internal iOS apps, they were turned off. For a little over 24 hours, I guess all has been forgiven, or something's happened. Because Facebook's internal iOS apps now, they have returned. Yep, after Apple revoked Facebook's enterprise certificates, and in case you didn't hear yesterday's show, that's because Facebook distributed the software outside of the Apple App Store. Yeah, that's why Apple got pissed off. Well, as of today, Facebook said, all is good. Now all the certification has been restored, meaning now employees can communicate and collaborate with one another again. Now, Apple actually did somewhat release a statement regarding this, saying they only allow developers to use the enterprise certificate system to give employees access to information on employees' devices, and it doesn't allow those certificates to be extended to people outside the company. So who knows, maybe some money exchanged hands, they kissed and made up, whatever, things are good now. And finally, the only time I'm going to give you a very bad accent like this is when I'm talking about Mario. Okay, no, I gotta do it one more time. Seems Nintendo is about ready to launch a Dr. Mario, at least for smartphones, later this year. Oh, come on, y'all remember Dr. Mario? That should bring back memories for you right now, huh? Well, apparently Nintendo is working on a new app this year, and it's gonna be a free-to-download puzzle game. Yeah, you heard me, free, so you know what that means, ads, or in-app purchases. Unfortunately, we don't have much to go on right now. There isn't much information about it, none other than the fact that, yes, it's in production, and that it will be available for both iOS and Android. Nintendo is planning to target Dr. Mario in about 60 countries around the world when it launches, hoping it's going to have the same impact that Super Mario Run had. Maybe not. Still, though, heck, why not? If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our website for everything that's BTN. Check out our podcast, blog, reviews. It's all over there for your techie goodies. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech, and come join our BTN community at our Slack room. We'd love to have you. Find it now at britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way on Monday, but we're cruising into the weekend. Come on and cruise with us. On Monday, we'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, time to get funky. It's Friday, and have a great weekend ahead. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.